Blog Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel abra, the kokoboch samayin asgeta, kohulum tahayin asaye, meskel abra, the kokoboch samayin asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
For the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refresh. Et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz Ua v'yom ha-shavii Shavat shavat Vayinah. It is a sign between I and the sons of Israel. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam, for I the le'olam. For in 6 days, Kia Shesheta Yamin, he who be, made, Asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, Eta Hashemayim, the heavens, Eta Haaretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, Uvayom Hashavi. And on the seventh day, U Bayom Ha Shabi Shavata Wayayina Wayayina Wayayina. He ceased from work. Shavat Wayinafash and rested and was refreshed. Shavat Wayinaf Nafash.
יהי שמו לעולם, לפני שמש ינון שמו, ויתברכו בו, כל גויים יאשרו.
His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed. Blessed.
כל גויים יאשרוהו.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. God of Israel. God of Israel.
ברוך אדוני אלוהים אלוהי ישראל.
Who only doeth wondrous thing. Wondrous thing. Wondrous thing.
עושה נפלאות לבדו. לבדו. לבדו.
And blessed be his glorious name forever. Forever. Forever.
וברוך שם כבודו לעולם, 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 לעולם.
And let the whole earth be filled with his glory, with his glory, with his glory, with his glory.
וימלא כבודו את כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל
הארץ, כל הארץ. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Kalu tefillot David ben Yishai. Ben Yishai. Ben Yishai. Ben
Yishai. Ben Yishai. Ben Yishai. The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ended. 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 Are ended.
Padamawi. Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years, for blessing. For you are a generous God, who bestows goodness, and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for informers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and health, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all, Open my heart to your Torah, and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, and at times to God himself.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslasia.
The home place is
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Badu, Badu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Today's daily song, we have psalm time according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Psalm 5.
Mizmor he. למנצח אל הנחילות מזמור לדוד 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 מזמור לדוד.
Give ear to my words, O Lord, O Lord.
אמרי האזינה אדוני 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 אדוני.
Consider my meditation, my meditation, my meditation, my meditation, my meditation.
בינה הגיגי 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 הגיגי.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my king and my God,
my king and my God,
my king and my God.
מלכי ואלוהי 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 ואלוהי.
For unto thee will I pray, will I pray, will I pray.
כי אליך אתפלל, 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 אתפלל.
My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield, 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 as with a
shield. Glory to the Most High Jah. Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is Thee, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Miz Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5. Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. The fifth psalm from the Tehillim, from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter. Psalm V, the V psalm. Today's daily psalm, Hebraically, Hey, Hey, a morning prayer, a morning prayer. The tone of this mizmor is like that of the preceding, and the circumstances are somewhat similar. The speaker is exposed to danger from treacherous foes. He offers a morning prayer before going to the sanctuary, the holy space, in which he expresses his conviction that Ha-Elohim, the true God, the true good, who hates evil, will not allow wrongdoers to triumph. The righteous, Tzadikim, may therefore rely upon him with confidence, with confidence. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 5. Mizmor Hey, Psalm V, a morning prayer, offering prayer before going to the sanctuary, to the Mekdesh, to the holy place, Mikdash, the sanctuary, as Roveinu Yeshua HaMoshiach said, to go into one's closet, go into one's holy place, go into the innermost of the innocents, go into that holy place, that secret place, that sanctuary, in Jah grace and truth, Jah word, Meshem Yeshua. Today's daily psalm, a morning prayer. Lam natzeyah il ha nehilot. Al nehilot, il nehilot. Lam natzeyah il ha nehilot. Mizmor ledawi. Mizmor ledawi. Lam natzeyach el hanhilot mizmor ledawi. For the leader, the chief musician, upon the nahilot, hanhilot, upon the wind instruments. Some say possibly flutes, in contrast to the string instruments mentioned in the heading of Psalm, the previous preceding Psalm, Psalm IV, Psalm 4. The superscription has stringed instruments, strings instruments. Benigi note, the benigi note, or upon the nigi note in Psalm Dalet, Psalm IV. An evening prayer and relief, the previous psalm. But today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Hey, the fifth psalm, Lam Natzeyach El Ha Nehilot Mizmor Le Dawid. Mizmor Hey, La Menatzeach, Ilhan Hilot, Mizmor Litawid, Imai Haazina, Yawa, Bina Hagigi, Hakashira, Likola Shari, Malkia Welohai, Kia Eleka, Eta Palal, Yawa Boker Tishma Koli Boker Eraka Leka Wa Etzepa Kilo El Hafit Rasha ata lo yugureka ra'a lo yita yatsavua holalim le neged oineka saneta kolpo leaven te aveda dovre hazab ki adamim umirma yitaev yaw wani berova hasedeka avoa veteka eshtechva illa hekalat adesheka beirateka Yahua necheni zidkateka lema'ana shorai hoshar lepanai darikeka kiena befihu nechona kirbam havota kaber patuach gronam lishonam yehalikun ha'eshemim Elohim yiplu miyamo etzotehem Be'rov pish'ehem hadichemo Ki maru bach We yisamchu achola chotzevak Le'olam yiranenu We'taseka alemo We'yael etzuvak Ohele shimeka kiata tvareka tzadika yawa katsina ratsona taitarenu
For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
Slasya,
Shastafara,
Abagada,
Awazacha,
Taya,
Kala, Manasai, Patala, Warasha,
Ta,
Ha,
Ha.
Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield, 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 shield.
מזמור ה' למנצח אל הנחילות, מזמור לדוד. אמרי האזינה אדוני, בינה הגיגי. הקשיבה לכל שבעי, מלכי ואלוהי, כי אליך אתפלל. אדוני, בוקר תשמע קולי, בוקר אערוך לך ואצפה. כי לא אל חפץ רשע אתה, לא יגורך רע. לא יתייצבו הוללים לנגד עיניך, שנאת כל פועלי אבן. תאבד דוברי חזב, איש דמים ומרמה יתעב אדוני. ואני ברוב חסדך אבוא ביתך, אשתחווה אל היכל קודשך ויראתך. אדוני, נחני וצדקתך למען שורריי. הישר לפני דרכך, כי אין בפי הוא נכונה, קרבם אבות, קבר פתוח גרונם, לשונם יחליקון. האשימם אלוהים, יפלו ממועצותיהם, ברוב פשעיהם הדיחהם, כי מרו בך, וישמחו כל חוסי בך, לעולם ירמנו, ותסך עלינו, ויעלצו בך אוהבי שמך. כי אתה תברך צדיק אדוני, קצין נא רצון תעתרנו.
Shabbat, Shabbat, yes I. Shabbat, Shalom, Tender Salam, yes I, Tena is still in here, here. After the Shabbat podcast here for this RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, the 8th, here we're at the 8th degree of I&I Sabbatical Study. That was the English and the Hebrew right there, going to write up the Royal Amharic and look more Hebrew. Yes, yes, Royal Amharic coming forward.
Hebrew, 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 boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Yeah, yeah, coming forth to Royal Amharic.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Okay, so here's how we're going to do. We're going to bring forward native speaker Abraham Chabudah here with today's psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 5. As well as the English Come Again. This is on the Loxley cast. What a great day. Then we go through the verse by verse of today's daily psalm, the fifth psalm. So here on the Loxley Castell dub, what a great day. Yes, I. Yay.
مزمور عمس لمزمران عليك آب واشنت يداوي مزمور عبيتو قالين عدم چوهتين ما سو يلمنينك على عدم نقوسين ناملاكي هوي عبيتو ودان تد اللي عندهن بمالدا دمت انت سمان بمالدا بفيته قومان اتبتك عالو انت بدلن يمات سوت عملاكي ክፉ ካንተ ጋር ያለው በከንቱ የሚመኩ ባይኖች ፊት አይኖሩ ክፉ አድራጊዎች ሁሉ ጠል አስተን የሚናገሩትን ታጠፋቸዋል ደም አፍሳሹንና ሸንጋዩን ሰው እግዚአብሔር ይጠይቃል እኔ ግን በመረጥህ ብዛት ወደ ቤትህ ገባለሁ አንተን በመፍራት ወደ ቅድስና መቅደስ እሰግዳለሁ አቤቱ ስለ ጠላቶቼ በጽድቅህ ምራኝ መንገዴን በፊትህ አቅና ባፋቸው እውነት የለምና ልባቸው ከንቱ ነው ግሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው በመላሳቸው ሸነግላሉ አቤቱ ፍረድባቸው በመከራቸው ይደቁ ስለ ክፋታቸው ብዛት አሳዳቸው እነርሱ አመጸውብሃልና ባንተ የሚታመኑት ሁሉ ግን ደስ ይላቸዋል ለዘላለም ደስ ይላቸዋል እነርሱንም ተጠብቃል ስምህንም የሚወዱ ሁሉ ባንተ ይመካሉ አንተ ጻድቁን ተባርከዋለህና አቤቱ እንደ ጋሻ በመገዝ ቀለለ
Morning Prayer, Chapter 5, Psalm 5, from the Mezmor David, Psalms of David, according to the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Haile Selassie, of the conquered line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. We have today's daily psalm, Mezmor Amist, Psalm 5. It's seen, Yet what Tzelot. A morning prayer. We have here a morning prayer. And the tone of this psalm, today's daily psalm, Mezmor Amist, from the Mezmor David, the Psalms of David, it's like that of the preceding psalm, Psalm 4, and the circumstances are somewhat similar. The speaker, and I, is exposed to danger from treacherous foes. He, and we, offer a morning prayer, yet what, before going to the Mekdes, the sanctuary, the chapel, in which he and I now, we expresses I and I conviction that Egziaviher, the sustainer, the good father, the generous Ab, who hates evil, will not allow wrongdoers to triumph. The righteous, the tzaddikan, may therefore rely upon him with confidence, with confidence, with assurity. Glory be His Divine Majesty for today's daily psalm in the Royal Amharic, according to the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals. Weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. We have today's daily psalm, HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV, the King James version. First up, we have the superscription. In the KJV, it reads, to the chief musician upon Nehelot, a psalm of David, a psalm of David. Bamarinyan, the Royal Amharic, Lemezamarana Leka, Be Washint, Ye David, Mezmor, Lemezamarana Leka, to the chief musician, Lemezamarana Leka, Be Washint, Washint, wind instruments. In the Hebrew, Laminat Seach, Ella Hanahilot, Il Hanahilot, the Nahilot, wind instruments. Some say possibly flutes. Here in the Royal Amharic, we have Washint, Be Washint, Lemezamarana Leka, Be Washint, Ye David, Mezmor, Mizmor, Le David. This is in contrast to other instruments, such as string instruments, which we find in the heading, the superscription for the preceding psalm, Psalm 4. So here we have, Lemezemarana leka be washint ye David mezmor. First verse, kuter and, abetu kale nadimt. Give ear to my words, O Lord, Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, Abetu, consider my meditation, consider my meditation, Abetu, Kalein Adimt. Chuhetenim Astawil. Yeliminayin Kaladimt. Nukusena amlakehoi abetu wadaante is Elialahuna. Hearken to the voice of my cry, my king, Nukusena amlakehoi, and my God, my source, amlakehoi, for to thee I will I pray. Wede ante is Elialahuna. Wede ante is Elialahuna. Bemalada dim tsente semale. Bemalada befite komalo. It evkalahu. Kuter sos, verse 3. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. My voice thou shalt hear in the morning. Bemalada dimtsein tisemale. Bemalada befite ikomalo. In the morning will I direct my prayer to the eye and will look up and will keep it abkallahum. Bemalada dimtsein tisemale. Bemalada befitih komalo tebkalahum. Ante bedalina yamata wadida amlaknehina. Kufu kante garayadrim. Kuter arat, verse 4. For thou, the eye, art not a god, a source, that hath pleasure in wickedness and wretchedness. Ante bedelina yamata wadid amlak nehinna. neither nigh the show. Evil dwell with thee. I, Kufu ka'antagara ayadarim. Kufu ka'antagara ayadarim. Bekentu yemimaku ba'aynoche fita aynorum. Kufu adragi ochina hulu tella. Hulu tella. Kuter Amis, verse 5, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all the workers of iniquity. Bekentu yemimaku ba'oino chihifit aynorum. Kufu adragi wochinna hulu tella. Hesetin yeminagrutinna tatefachuale. Dem afsa shunashin gayun so. Egziari heris yefal. Kuter Sidis, verse 6. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. Thou shalt destroy them that speak lies, that speak leasing. Hesetin yeminagrutinna tatefachuale. Tat efachuale. Hasetin yeminagrutina tat efachuale. Dem afasashuna shengayunso egziaviher yitseyefal. Egziaviher sustain of the good, the generous Ab Father will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Dem afasashunna shengayun so egziaviher yisayefal negin bemehiratihi bizata wodebetihi higabalo anten bemefrata wodekedisina mekdes segdalo. Kuter Sevat, verse 7. But as for me, as for I, ine gin, bemhiratih bizata orebetih gabalo. I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. Bemhiratih bizat orebetih gabalo. Anten the mefrat wodek this namek des is a gdalo. And in thy fear, in thy reverence, in thy respect, will I worship, will I prostrate toward thy holy, thy Isla temple. Inegin bemhiratih bizata wodebetih gabalo. Anten bemefrat orikedisina mekdes segdalo. Abetu selet latoche besidikhim rang mengeden befite akna. Kuter Cement, verse 8. Lead me, lead I, O Lord, Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, Abetu, Silet Latoche, Besidkehimirain. Lead I, O father, I father, O father of the house, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. Abetu silet ratoche besidkeh mirain mengdein befitih hakna bafacho eunet yelemina lebacho wima kentuno guruacho yetekefete mekabirno bemlasacho yishneglalu. Kuter Zetang, verse 9. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness, ratchetness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Be'afacho eunet yelemina. Lebacho wim kentuno. Guruacho yetekafete mekaverno. Bemelasacho yishneglalu. Abetu. Fred bacho bemekaracho wim yudeku. Silekafatacho wim bizata sadadacho. Enarsu amanso behalina. Kuter aser. Verse 10, destroy thou them, O God, destroy thou them, judge them, Abetu, Fered the Bacho, judge them, Amekracho, Yudeku, let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against the eye. Abetu, Fered the Bacho, Bemekaracho, Wim Yudek, Silekafatacho, Wim Bizata Sadadacho, Enarsu Amso Behalena. Dante yemita minut hulu gin tesilachual. Zalamu tesilachual. Nersunem titebkale. Simhinem yemi weddu hulu beante yimekalo. Kuter Asara an. Verse 11. But let Make all them that put their trust in thee, I rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou, the I, defendest them. Let them, make them also that love thy name, be joyful in thee, I. Be'ante yemitam nut hulugin desilachual. Lezalalemu desilachual. En arsunem tetevkale. Simhinem yemiwadu hulu. Be'ante yemekalu. Ante sarkun tebarkewalehinna. Avetu in the gasha bemoges kalalehin. Uter Asara Hulet, verse 12, for thou, for the I, Abitu, I father, his father, O father, Abba of the house, wilt bless the righteous, Ante Sadukun Tebarke Walehina Abitu, with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield? In the gasha memorges kalalahen.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Shall be free.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Mezmore Dawit, Mezmor Amist, Psalm 5. Yet what, Shalom, morning prayer. Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David from the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Garmawi Kanmawi, Chayel Selassie. Menezem Rana Leka, the Washington. Yet Dawit Mezmor. Ave to Alain Adin, Chimete Nemastawil. Eliminayin Kaladin, Nuguse Nam Lakehoi. Ave to Vodantes Rialahuna. The Maladadim Saint Samal. The Maladabesitik Omal Tekalahuna. Ante vedalina yamata wadid amlakna inna kufu kante gara yadrim bekantu yamimeku ba ainoche fita ainorum kufu azragi wachin hulut ella hasetin yamina garutina tatafachwale dem afasashunna shengayun so ekziyavi harisayefa. In again, Ben Hirate, Bizata, Wadabate, Gabalo, Anten Bemefrat, Wadak Sinamek, Des Sigdalo, Abe to Silet Latoche, Besidik Mirain, Mengedain Befite Akna, Bafacho Uneta Yelemina, Levacho Wimma Kentuno. Kuroacho yetekefeteme kaverno bemelasacho yishineglalo abetu fredbacho bemekracho wema yudek silekefetacho wimbizata sadedacho narusu amutso behalina beante yemitamenut hulugin desilachwa zalamu wa desilachwa. And our sunimma titabkale. Simhinimma yami wadidu hulu ba ante yimekalu. Ante tzadukuna tibarke walin habitu. In the gasha be moges kalale.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Karmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, Isin Negev, Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Zain Negev, Yehuda. So here. Amidrai, Psalm Drai, 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 Psalm. In a different exposition, the verse, even the Aleph, Hebraically the first verse of Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5. In a different exposition, the verse is read for the leader upon Hanachilo, Hanachilo, Lamnatseach, Ilahanachilot, for the leader, that is, for him who causes to inherit, lanatzeach il hanachilot, for him who causes to inherit. Elsewhere, scripture says, even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 8, verses 19 to 21, I lead in the way of righteousness, that I may cause those that love me to inherit hanachil, substance. Proverbs, the mashal, the parables, the proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 19 to verse 21. I lead in the way of righteousness, that I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit hanachil, substance, to inherit substance, to hanachil, substance. And here, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 8, verses 19 to 21. Oh, peri, me yacharutza ua mipaz, ua te voati, Mia tesefa nivachar, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold. Oh, pir yi, good fruit, may charut ua mi paz, my fruit is better than gold. Oh, pir yi. Yea, then fine gold. Meya harutza u mipaz. And my produce, then choice silver. U te buati miya kesefa nibahar. And my produce, then choice silver. Oh, Turiya me harutza u mipaza, uta buati ya mika sefa ni bahar. Verse 20. Be oracha tzedaka a halek, be tok ne tivot mishpat, I walk in the way of righteousness. Be oracha tzedaka ahalek, in the midst of the paths of justice, bitoka ne tivota mishpata,
verse 21, that I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit substance, and that I may fill their treasuries. Liyahanchila o habai yesh with otzarotehem amalei. That I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit substance. Li hanchil, o habai yesh. Li hanchil, o habai yesh. That I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit yesh substance. We otrotehem my malay, and that I may fill their treasuries. We otrotehem and their treasuries in malay, I may fill. Hear the midrash. I lead in the way of righteousness, or hear. I walk in the way of righteousness. Be'orach tzedakah, be'orach, in the orach, in the way, the path, tzedakah, of righteousness, of charity. Be'orach tzedakah, e'halek, e'halek, I walk, I try, I lead in the way of righteousness. Be'orach tzedakah, e'halek, that I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit. Li hanchil, li hanchil, to inherit, to hanchil, to hanchil substance, to hanchil substance, yesh. Li hanchil o habai yesh, li hanchil o habai yesh. That I may cause those that love me, that love I, oh habai, those who love I, to inherit. Li hanchil, substance, yesh. Li hanchil, oh habai, yesh. And here in the verse, according to Rav Hanin Bar Ada, Torah, HaTorah, Torah is speaking of herself. Torah is speaking of herself and saying, even in the words of the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16, length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Hear, Mishle Shlomo. Oreka yamima biyaminaha. Length of days is in her right hand. Oreka yamim, length. Orek yamim, days. Biyaminaha, biyaminaha, in her right hand. Oreka yamima biyaminaha, in her left hand are riches and honor. Kisa molaha, kismolaha, kismolaha, in her left hand, in her left hand, kisa molaha, osher with kavod, in her left hand are riches. Osher, 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 riches, wit, and kavod, and honor. And here, the fuller verse. Orek yamima biyaminaha, kisa molaha osher wit kavod. Length of days in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Hear, HaTorah. Torah is speaking of herself, saying, length of days is in her right hand. Orek yamima biyaminaha,
In her left hand are riches and honor. Kisa Molaha Osher Wikavod. And yet, my children are poor. And yet, my children are poor. So Torah is speaking of herself and saying that length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. And yet, my children are poor. Nevertheless, says Ha'adon. Nevertheless, says Adonai, Adonai. Because they occupy themselves with Torah. With Torah. Even in their poverty, I will cause them to inherit the substance of 310 worlds. For it is said that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, to inherit yesh, to inherit substance, to inherit yesh. Li hanachila o habay yesh. Li hanachil o habay yesh. That I may cause those that love me to inherit yesh. Li hanachil o habay yesh. And here, Midrash note here on Mizmor Hey, on Psalm 5. Here, the Midrash note on yesh. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, to inherit yesh. Here, Midrash note. The numerical, the Hebrew numerical value of the letters, the Hebrew letters in yesh, the yod and the sheen, as yod hebraically has a numerical value of 10, and the sheen has a numerical value of 300, and this here, according to the Hebraics, the Hebrew numerology, the Yehudit, here, it equals 310. So, here, in the reasonment that, nevertheless, says Ha'adon, says the Lord the Sovereign, because they occupy themselves with Torah, even in their poverty, I will cause them to inherit the substance, the yesh, of 310 worlds. Then the verse, here, from Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, chapter 8, verse 21, that I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit substance. Li hanachil ohabai yesh. Yesh hebraically has a numerical value because of the letters yod, 10, and sheen, 300. Thus, it equals 310. And I will fill their treasuries with otzorotehem imalei, that I may fill their treasuries and their treasuries with otzorotehem, with and otzorotehem, their treasuries imalei, that I may malei. Fill imale li hanechilo habaye shawe otrotehem imale, that I may cause those that love I to inherit substance, to inherit yesh, and that I may fill their treasuries we otrotehem imale. And lamaze, and why are my children poor? Poor in this world, so that they might not occupy themselves with vain things. And why are my children poor in this world? So that they might not occupy themselves with vain things, vain things, with vanity, with vain things, and thus forsake HaTorah, and thus forsake the Torah. Indeed, it is the duty of a man to put aside his own walk, his own work, and occupy himself with HaTorah. For HaTorah, For the Torah comes before all else. As is said, even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22. The Lord made me as the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Yahuwah Jehovah made me, made I, as the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Yahuwah Anani Reishit Darko Edema Mifa Alayo Me'az. Yahuwah, he who be who he be, saith Chokmah, saith wisdom, saith Ha Torah. Yahuwah Kanani Reishit Darko. Jehovah made me, made I, as the beginning of his way. Yahweh Kanani Reishit Darko. The first of his works of old. Edem Mif Alayo Me'az. Yahweh Kanani Reishit Darko. Edem Mif Alayo Me'az. And here, another midrash note. Here, from the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22. Here we have Chokmah, wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia speaking. And here we have Ha Torah. Here we have she, her, the mother speaking. Here, zooming in on made me and the Hebrew Kana. The Hebrew Kana, usually meaning to acquire, has the meaning create, to create. The universe, the Einiverse, or Yisrael, by Ha-Elohim, by Ha-Elohim, by the power. We have this in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verses 19 and 22, in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 6, in Psalms, Psalm 39, verse 13. So here, when Chokmah, when wisdom says, Yahuwah Kanani Reishit Darko. Translators translate, the Lord, or mo better, Jehovah made me as the Reishit, as in the Reishit, the first words of the Torah, the Reishit, often translated as in the beginning, but Hebraically in beginning, or in Chokmah, in wisdom, in the Hebrew Sophia, in Torah, Yahuwah Kanani Reishit Darko. Jehovah, he who be, we be, Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, made me, or Kanani, the root of Kanani, which is translated here as made me. Now here in the KJV, the King James Version, Proverbs chapter 8, which is in praise of wisdom, in praise of wisdom, in praise of the Hebrew wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, right here in verse 22, it reads, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Before his works of old. And here next to possess, here, Schofield Study Bible, there's a footer next to possess, a one leading to the footnote. It says that wisdom, that the Hebrew, the Chokmah, Sophia, wisdom is more than the personification of an attribute. Chokmah, wisdom is more than the personification of an attribute of Ha Elohim, of the power of Ha Elohim, or of the will of Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, as best for man. But Chokmah, wisdom, is a distinct adumbration of Moshiach. Here they have the word adumbration. So what is adumbration? Adumbration. A-D-U-M-B-R-A-T-I-O-N. And here the word adumbrate. Adumbration is here simply defined as report or represent in outline. Another way of bringing out as to indicate faintly, or in this sense to foreshadow or symbolize, as in what qualities in Christ are adumbrated by the vine. What qualities in Moshiach are foreshadowed or symbolized or reported or represented in outline or indicated faintly. So here, in connection with the KJV translation of this very important verse from the Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, the Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 22, where it reads in the KJV, "The Lord possessed me." Elsewhere in the Hebrew translation, from the Hebrew, the translator translates, "made me." So what is anani? Anani. Is anani made me? Is wisdom saying that made me in saying anani? Or is wisdom saying possess me in anani? Here, the footnote in the Scofield Study Bible says that Chokma is more than the personification of an attribute of Elohim, of the power, or of the will of Hailahim, the power, as best for man, but a distinct report or representation, outline, or indication faintly, or foreshadowing, or symbolization of HaMoshiach, of the anointed of Christos of Christ, is sure, always faithful, always sure to the devout mind. Here, pointing to Proverbs chapter 8, zooming in on verses 22 to verse 36. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22, this verse to verse 36. Compare this with John chapter 1, the gospel according to Johannes, the gospel according to Johannes, John's gospel chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 17 can refer to nothing less than the eternal Son of HaElohim of Hailahim, the eternal Son of the Power. So here in the Hebrew Mishlei Shlomo Proverbs, where we have the Hebrew Yahuwah Kanani Reshit Darko, Jehovah made me, we have the translation made me. In the KJV for Proverbs 8 and 22, Jehovah, they have possessed me. So here, zooming in on, is it made me, is it possessed me, or what is it Hebraically? The verb kana in kanani, usually to acquire. Kanani. And he who be who he be, kanani. Anani, acquired I. Also, it has the meaning of to create in the sense of the universe, ha-olamim, or of Yisrael, the creation of the universe, the universe, or of Israel by way of Hailahim, the power. It is to be noted how the writer here stresses the thought that Chokmah, right, that Chokmah, that wisdom, Chokmah, is something apart from, brought into being by, and therefore subservient to HaElohim, to Elohim, to Hailahim, to the power, the true good, the true God, by asserting the fact of its creation at the outset or its ana, its acquisition, its kana, kanani, and he who be who he be, kanani, acquired I, created I, reishit darko, reishit, the beginning, or more directly, acquired I as a beginning of his way, as we have in the first word of HaTorah, b'reishit, in beginning, in reishit, in chokmah, in wisdom. So here, it is to be noted how the writer here in Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, stresses the thought that wisdom, that chokmah, Hebrew chokmah, bamarinya, ibeb, in them hearts, ibeb, in the koina, Sophia, is something that wisdom is something apart from, brought into being by, and therefore subservient to Hailahim, to the power, by asserting the fact of its creation at the outset. What distinguishes this conception of wisdom, is the fact that here wisdom is, as it were, temporarily detached from its divine source, and treated as a personality. But what is of importance to point out is that its detachment from its divine source, Hailahim, its detachment from the divine source was not meant by the writer to imply, quote, any theory of permanent distinctions within the divine nature, each endowed with its own separate self-consciousness, end quote. Wisma, wisdom, hakma, chokma, ibeb, sophia, has no personal life of its or of her own, and points to no profound mystery on the being of Ha Elohim Hailahim. Right through the passage, it is Hailahim's chokmah. It is the power, the source, the true good, the true God's wisdom, the true good, the true God's Sophia, the true good, the true God's Ibeb. For the Hebrew, the Yehudi reader, this Targum, this interpretation is of much importance in view of the Christological use made of this section right here, by the early church fathers. So here, Yahuwah Kanani, Reishit Darko, Edem, Mif Alayo, Me'az. He who be who he be, acquired, created, I, as a beginning of his way, the first of his creations of old. The first of his creations of old. Edem. The Kedem, Mif Alayo Me'az, the beginning of Darko, a beginning of Darko, Darko, the process of creation, Darko, his way, as we have in the first word of the Torah, B'Reishit, Yahuwah Kanani, Reishit, Darko, he who be who he be, acquired I, Reishit, beginning, Darko, his way, his process of creation of old. And here, KJV reads, Jehovah possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. Before Edom, the Edom, before his works
Mifa'al, Mifa'al, in Kedem Mif'alayo, Kedem Mifa'alav, Kedem Mif'alayo, Me'ad. And here, 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 the note is that of old must be attached to made me, possessed I, and not to works. So here, 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 the wisdom, Chokmah, Sophia, Yeshua, connection right here, 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 the peace, these Sophia, the roots, here, 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 Yahuwah, Anani, Reishi, Darko, Make Edem, Mif, Alayo, May, Az, May, from, Az, from, that time, may Oz, from that place, may Oz, Yahuwah, Anani, Reishi, Darko, Kedem, Mif, Alayo, may Oz.
Yes, yes, yes. The Midrash, that's the second. This Psalm, Psalm 5, has, I think, up to 8 or so sections. That was just the second section of the Midrash, the Hebrew study, here on Psalm 5, according to the royal order. Now, we zoomed in and emphasized the wisma connection right there, because I, the Chavarim here, one of the few amongst the Hebrews that really, maybe we can just see it, because we can see it, we can bring it out. You know, the divine feminine within the scripture, and this section is important. Some are into the Gnostic scriptures and the Pisces Sophia. It's a very, very important verse with the Kana, interesting word Kana as a verb and Kana as a noun, some connection and link there with the Kana Besem. The Kana Bosem, the sweet cane or the cannabis. Also the Kedem is there. We had the Kedem, you know, the Kedem as in Kedemawi.
Kedemawi. Kedemawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
Bakadamawi.
በቀዳሚ
ገብረ እግዚአብሔር ሰማየ ወምድረ
በቀዳማዊ ቃሉ በቀዳማዊ ስልጣኑ አንድም በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
So that's the Andim there, some of the ancient Ethiopic, similar to the Midrash, same type of book studies going into certain scripture and bringing out with scripture, comparing scripture with scripture and certain Afro-Shemitic and Shemitic words and, you know, building, growing in grace and knowledge. That right there was from the Orit Zeh Fitret in his Matthew's Bible and the Goodness Bible. The Orit is the Torah Zeh of Fitret. Fitret is one of the words used for creation. Orit Zeh Fitret, here, the Reishit, also the Reishit. We touched on that already, but once again, very important area of the Proverbs. Proverbs, very significant in bringing forward the divine feminine principle, even right there in the beginning, speaking of wisdom, speaking of Chokmah. Also speaking of, in the coin of Greek, the Sophia, and then there's the PC Sophia. Hopefully we'll have more time to build right there. Here we're at the 8th degree of I&I sabbatical study, and in divine mathematics, we can apply the build, the build and or destroy, you know. Here we have two fours. Two fours make eight. Eight sabbatical, bringing forth the divine math, the Hebrew divine math, as well as the application, so that we can apply this in the study of the scriptures and study of the past, can apply the science, the Hebrew science, presently to I and I reality in the Trinity in man, the spirit, soul, and body, in the health and the wealth. Yes, I Rastafari. But here, picking up with this eighth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong here, we are at Vayishlach. Vayishlach, some might say Vayishlach. And he sent. Shalach, Shalach, sent. Here we have Yaakov, the patriarch, sending forth messengers, sending forth angels. Interesting, in the Hebrew, the word for angel, and the word for angel or angels, the word for angel, singular angel, is malach, malach. In the Royal Amharic, we have malach, 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 as in malaku, His Majesty's special emissary to Black America, to Judah, Yehuda, here in this North country, Dr. Malaku, Emmanuel Bayan. So we have malach, angel, malaku, can be interpreted as the angel, the messenger, or his messenger. In the Hebrew, we have Yaakov, Jacob, here in this eighth sabbatical study, sending forward messengers or angels. The translator, KJV-wise, chooses to translate here messengers, but in the Hebrew, malakim, 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 is the word that's the same in translation for angels and messengers, but the root part, the root aspect is that sending and the messages, messengers. Now we have the word for king in the Hebrew, melech, melech. Melech is the noun for king, and malach, malach is the verb. This is to my fellow other Israelites that vowels do matter. Vowels do matter. Sonants do matter. Word sound does matter. The vowels do matter because if you look at the glyph, you'll see the two words and they come back to back. Is it saying king, king? Or is it saying that the king ruled? So you have to be able to distinguish that. So we have melech, melech, melech for king and malach for he ruled, he was coronated, coronated, ruled, became king. So here we have milakim, right? The milakim, milakim, right, is kings, and malakim, malakim is angels or messengers. So it's interesting here, this Torah reading and feeding, even just to kind of grind on that in the Royal Amharic from His Majesty's Bible, the Metzahav Kedus, we refer to this Sabbath as Senbet Lakeh, Lakeh. So in the Royal Amharic, we have Lakeh. Can you hear Lakeh in Vayishlach, Vayishlach, Shalach, Lakeh, Lakeh, he sent. So here we pick up with Genesis chapter 32 at verse 3 to chapter 36, verse 43. It's a very important and interesting, this eighth build or destroy, build and destroy, you know, the divine math from the gods and earths. Yes. So Jacob here, he sends presents to appease and to reconcile with his brother Esau, Esau or Esau, right? And Jacob, right, after he sends forward the messengers, right, he kind of separates himself, you know, I guess take a medi, and then he meets a man, angel, God. Interesting right here, the Trinity right here. He meets a man, and then as he meets this man, engages the man, he recognized the man is a Malach. Malach reminds me of the Selassie is the chapel, Burhana Selassie, Bob Marley tune at the end. You can hear it clearly. We say, this man is the angel and our God, the King of Kings. So it's interesting that here Yaakov, Jacob, he wrestles with, according to the narrative, according to Torah, according to what is written, he wrestles with what first is a man, then this man is a malak, an angel, and then behold, he has the, you know, after wrestling report that this is actually Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim power. He has seen the face, you know, and encountered face-to-face in this wrestling at a place called Peniel. Peniel is also another very, very interesting word sound, Hebrew word sound, and give thanks to translators for keeping some of these transliterations here because it makes it curious amongst I and I, the disciples and the Chavarim. Look it up. Let's look it up. Some make the connection with the pineal, like the pineal gland, you know, which is in the brain. Is there a connection? Perhaps. But firstly, first, we need to deal with the Hebrew. What does pineal? Pineal means the face of God, or to like to face the power, to face the power, pineal. Then we have Yaakov and Esau finally meeting. So the sequence is Jacob, Vayishlach. Yaakov, Jacob sends forth malakim, messengers, and then he separates himself from the camp or the camps of Mahanaim, and then he meets a man, angel, God, at a place called Peniel, the face of El, the face of Hayo, the power. Then Jacob and Esau is long time. He meets up with Esau, his brother. He says some very curious things, too, to Esau. He says to Esau that to see Esau's face is like to see the face of God. So what are some of these other Israelites talking about when you think about Esau as the white man, Esau as the devil, Esau as this? But then Jacob, our patriarch, Abinu Yaakov, he says to his brother Esau, I'd like to see his face. I'm paraphrasing right here, but get into the Aliyah soon, just now. He says to see his face is like to see the face of Elohim. Anyway, we'll touch on that. Moving forward, Jacob, he reaches a place called Shechem. Very interesting way to grow in that grace, you know, as one goes to the innermost of the innocence and apply the divine science and to see the true context of the interpretation of scripts is to recognize what the names mean Hebraically. Because Shechem means burden. Shechem means burden, right? And it also relates to the shoulder in Amharic. It's interesting, burden and shoulder in Amharic. But in the Hebrew, Shechem. Right? Shechem means like a burden. Now, Shechem was a son, and his father, get this, his father, his Hebrew name is Hamor. What? Hamor. What does Hamor mean? Well, if somebody calls you a Hamor, they're calling you a jackass, a donkey, a Democrat. They use Hamor too, but the Hamor is his father. So just in reading the narrative in Hebrew, there's a very interesting pun. You know, when it talks about the burden, axing his father, the donkey, you know, to get to, like, to carry his burden for him. But it's a whole interesting way of looking at the scripture, but it's the way the Hebrew scripture was looked at. So we see Shechem means a burden, and his father, Hamor is a donkey. But we have the incident that's referred to here as the rape of Dinah, the rape of Dinah. Then Dinah's brothers, picking up with chapter 34, they avenge their sister. Now, there's a lot connected to this whole Dinah. If you go Wikipedia, it's interesting. They connect this with the Hebrews over here, the Israelites over here, and the black woman. Interesting right there. But Dinah's brothers, they avenge their sister. Jacob, he returns to Bethel. Bait, house, El, house of the power, house of God, house of the Almighty. In chapter 35, right, the birth of Benjamin, and the death of Rachel, of Rachel. We also have the death of Yitzhak, of Isaac. Isaac means he laughed, to laugh. Esau's descendants are listed, the clans and the kingdoms of Edom as well. We have the prophets reading from Obadiah, the servant of Yah. We have the pillage and slaughter will repay Edom's cruelty. Edom's cruelty. Very important, just note right here, is the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees. It's very, very important, the connection, right? What was known to even the ancients that ones might miss if they're just reading the KJV. You know, you can't just take one book out of the library off the shelf where it's like an encyclopedia, take one book off, you don't take the other books and expect to understand or even understand it well. But the link with Edom's cruelty, right, the Edomites referring to Esau's descendants. Remember Esau, he married daughters of Canaan, the Canaanites, which was agreed to his parents. Another topic matter to touch on. Edom mistreated his brother. How Edom mistreated his brother. And according to the Ethiopian, the Book of Jubilees, also mistreating his father and his mother. But Israel's first final triumph, Israel's final triumph. What we mean by this, speaking of the patriarch, Yisrael. Here. Got 2 minutes, y'all. Y'all on the live stream. We're just giving an intro right here. Going to ride up with the Baraka before the Aliyah coming up. About to get into the grace period. Got like about 90 seconds coming up. 90 seconds to call in. 515-602-9761. 515-602-9761. Once again, 515-602-9761. Call in. Or check out the replay, or stay tuned for the Sunday, the first day service at the 1 a.m. Iowa, or check out the replay at least by the next day. So here we have Yaakov, Jacob, and Yisrael, Israel. One of the thoughts here for the Shabuah is that Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, named all three of the patriarchs. So the Hebrew Trinity named the Hebrew Trinity of patriarchs, named all of them. Created man in his image after his likeness, yes. He changed Abram's name to Abraham. Abram, Ab, Father, Ram, High, Exalted, High Father. Exalted Father to Abraham, Father of enough ones of the multitude. He chose Yitzhak, Isaac's name. He laughed, Yitzhak, Yitzhakal, to laugh. He laughs, he will laugh, and announced it to Abraham before the child was even conceived in the womb of Sarah. Also changed her name as well. The matriarch's very important. Now, here in this Shabuah, in this Torah reading and feeding, he changes Yaakov. Changes his name to Yisrael, changes Jacob's name to Israel, right here. So here, Mikai and I ride up right here and get ready for the bracha, the blessing before the reading of a portion of scripture right here. Here we're picking up with this eighth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Baruch Atah Adonai, blessed art thou Adonai, Cha Rastafari.
Baruch Atah Adonai,
Baruch Atah Adonai,
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim,
Baruch
Atah Adonai, Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim,
Baruch Yerushalayim.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak, Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Jai Zainai light, Zainai be a testament to the light that shines through the night. Omul Nayan, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One. The Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no read up your Bible.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Le'olam Vayeh. Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Venutan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Atah Yahweh Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. For this Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Vayishlach, Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent Vayishlach. Here picking up with this eighth Rastafari sabbatical Torah portion, this reading, this feeding, this manna. Here in this section of the Torah reading and feeding, we pick up the first book of Moshe, first book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Genesis chapter 32. Here in the KJV, chapter 32, verse 3, in the Sefer Bereshis, in the Hebrew Masoretic Torah scriptures, and the Chumash is verse 4. So here, Genesis chapter 32, KJV version, verse 3, in the Chumash, corresponds to verse 4 for the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Sendet Lake, Beshem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Echad, hear, Shema Yisrael, Tiopi Ahoy, Simi Yi, Jerush Namazinvi, Shema Yisrael, Gevir, Vayishlach Yaakov, Malakim Lefanayo, El Aisau Achio, Arza Seir Sidei Edom. And Jacob sent, Vayishlach Yaakov, and Jacob sent messengers, Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim, and Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, to Esau his brother, to the land of Seir, the country of Edom. Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim lefanayo el Esau achiyo arza Seir Sidei Edom. And he commanded them, saying, thus, like this, shall y'all speak to my Lord, La Adoni, to Esau, Le Esau, thy servant Jacob, Abidika Yaakov, thy servant Jacob, saith thus, saith like this, I have sojourned with Laban, with Laban, and stayed there until now. I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and woman servants, and I have sent to tell Adoni, to tell my Lord, that I may find grace, that I might find grace in his sight. And the messengers returned to Yaakov, to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother, Achikah, to Esau, Esau, Achikah, Esau. We came to thy brother, Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, to meet the eye, and 400 men with him. Then Yaakov, Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds and the camels into two bands, and said, If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Yaakov and Jacob said, Elohe Abi Abraham, Elohe Abi Yitzhak, Yahuwah Ha Omer Elai, Shub le arzika ula moladitika we aitiva imak. O God Elohim of my father Abraham, Elohe Avi Abraham, and God and Elohim of my father Isaac, Elohe Avi Yitzhak, the Lord Yodeh Yahuwah Jehovah, who said to me, Yahuwah Ha Omer Elai, he who be who he be, that saith to me, return
to thy country. Shub le arzika, and to thy kindred. Ulamoladiteka, and I will deal well with the I. Ve'etiva imak, and I will do thee good. Ve'etiva imak, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shewed to thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Katoni mikol ha-chesadim. Katoni mikol ha-chesadim. Ua mikol ha-emet. Asher asita eta abdeka ki be makli abarti eta hayarden haze we ata haiti lishne machnot. Deliver me, deliver I. Hatzileni, deliver me, I pray that I. Hatzileni na, deliver I pray that I from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau. For I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and smite I. The mother with the children. Hatzleinin na miyad achia, miyad Esau, ki ayare anokia, oto pena yabo, wea hiakani em olabanim. And thou the eye saidest, and thou the eye Sedis wi ata amarta, and the I said is, I will surely do thee good. Wi ata amarta, heit eva, eit eva, imak. And make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. Ve'ata amarta heiteva eiteva imak. Ve'samnitiya etta zareka k'chola. Hayam asher loa yisafir me'rov. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the sheni aliyah, hear for this Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath. And he sent, sendet lake. Here picking up with the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book, that is called Genesis chapter 32. Here in the KJV, chapter 32, here at verse 13, for the sheni, for the second reading, the second aliyah, the second up offering here for this Shabbat Vayishlach. In the Sefer Bereshis, in the Hebrew Masoretic Scriptures, it will be Genesis chapter 32, verse 14. KJV, Genesis 32, 13. In the Hebrew, Genesis 32, 14. For the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat Vayishlach.
Wayalena Sham Ba Laila Hahu Wa Yikaha Mina Haba Bi Yado Minha Minka Le Aisawa Achio. And he lodged there. Wayalen Sham. And he lodged there that same night. Wayalen Sham. Balaila Hahu. And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand a present, a minka for Esau, for Esau his brother. Wayalena shama balela hahu, wayikach min haba biyado mincha le Esau achio. 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 keen and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said to his servants, pass over before I, Ibru le fanai. Pass over before I, Ibru le fanai, and put a space betwixt drove and drove, we rewach, ta simu baina aidera ubaina aidera. And he commanded the foremost, saying, When Esau, my brother, meeteth thee, I, and asketh thee, saying, whose thou, the I, and whither, where goest thou, the I, and whose are these before thee, I, then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob's. They be thy servant Jacob's. Le Abdika le Yaakov. It is a minka, a present sent to my Lord, Adoni, Esau, to my Lord, Esau. And behold, also, he is behind us. He is behind I and I. And so commanded he the second, the Sheni, and the third, and the Shalishi, and all that followed the droves, saying, on this manner shall y'all speak to Esau, to Esau, when ye find him. And say y'all, moreover, behold, thy servant Abdika Yaakov, thy servant Jacob, is behind I and I, behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the minka, with the mincha, with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Perhaps perhaps he will accept, perhaps he will accept of I. For he said, I will appease him with the present, the Minka that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Yisa fanai, so went the present, so went the Minka, so went the present over before him. And he himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two woman servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. Ve'eta achada asar ye la dayo wa ya ebor eta ma ebar yabok. And he took him and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and Yaakov was left alone. Wa tiwater Yaakov levado, and Jacob was left alone. Wa yiwater Yaakov levado, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Waye aveka isha imo ada elotaha shahar, till the elot hashahar, till the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said, Wayomer Shalchini, let me go, send me forth, let me go. Shalchini Kia Allah Hashahar. And he said, Wayomer Lo E Shalechka, I will not let thee go. Lo e shalechka, Ishalechika, lo ishalechika, kia, im, be arak, tani, except thou bless me, ki, im, berak tani, except thou bless me, except thou bless I. And he said to him, Ma Shemeka, what is thy name? Ma Shemeka, Ma Shemeka? Vayomer, and he said, Ya'ikov, and he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Ya'ikov, but Yisrael. For as a prince hast thou power with El Elohim and with men, and hast prevailed. Vayomer Elayo Ma Shemeka, Vayomer Ya'ikov, Vayomer Lo Ya'ikov, Ye Amer Od. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, Lo Ya'ikov, Ye Amer Od. Shimka, Ki, Im Yisrael, Ki, Sarita, Im Elohim, Ve'im Anashim, Wa Tukal. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Ya'ikov, but Yisrael. For thou, for the I, hast striven with Elohim and with men, and hast prevailed. Vayomer Lo Ya'ikov Ye'amer Od Shimka Ki Im Yisrael Ki Sarita Oim Elohim Wa Oim Anashim Wa Tukal. And Jacob, Ya'ikov, and Jacob asked and said, tell me, I pray that I, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. Why Yishaal? And he asked Ya'ikov, and Jacob asked, Why Yishaal Ya'ikov, why Yomer, and said, Hagidana, tell me, I pray that I, Hagidana, Shemeka, tell me, I pray that I, Shemeka, the I name, why Yomer, and he said, Lama ze tisha'ala lishmi, waya ba'eka oto sham. And he said, wherefore, why, lama, why, lama ze, why this tisha'ala that I ask lishmi, after for my name, Lama ze tisha'al lishmi. And he blessed him there. Vaya bareka oto sham.
When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. I feel you place the left, the wrong, and I deal with the right, with the wrong, no pussy.
blasted inside here. Tonight, with our guns, our bombs, our sword, our knife. As I sword, we're not gonna look back for...
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear,
hear. O Israel, hear, O Israel.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 picking up with the Shalishi, the Shalishi, here picking up with the third Aliyah, third reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Senvet Lake, here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis here from the Sefer Bereshith, Genesis chapter 32, we pick up with verse 31 here in the Hebrew Masoretic text corresponding with Genesis chapter 32, verse 30. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael. Simi Yi, Jerusalem, and Zinbi, Ethiopia, hoy, hear, hear, hear. Hear for the Shalishi, the third reading, Genesis chapter 32, verse 30, King James Version, corresponding to the Hebrew Masoretic text, Genesis chapter 32, verse 31. Why yikra Yaakov shem hamakom Peniel ki araiti Elohim apanim el apanim wa tinatz el nafshi. And Yaakov and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. Vayikra Yaakov Shem HaMakom Peniel. For I have seen God face to face. I have seen the true good, the true God face to face. Ki Haiti Elohim Panim El Panim. And my life is preserved. Watinatzel nafshi, and my soul nafshi, she is preserved. Vayikra Yaakov shem hamakom Peniel ki raiti Elohim panim el panim watinatzel nafshi. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Vayizrach loa hashemesha ka'asher abar et Penuel wuhu atzolea Allah. Therefore, the children of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh to this day, because he touched the hollow of Yaakov's thigh in the sinew that shrank. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereshith, Genesis chapter 33, Yaakov meets Esau, Jacob meets Esau. And Yaakov and Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men, And he divided the children to Leah and to Rachel and to the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel, Rachel, and Yosef, Joseph, hindermost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near to his brother. And Esau and Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the woman and the children and said, and he lifted up his eyes and saw the woman and children and said, "Who are those with thee, the eye?" And he said, "The children which Elohim hath graciously given thy servant." And he said, "Vayomer mi elelak." Vayomer, and he said, "Hayladim asher hanan Elohim et abdeka." The children whom Elohim hath graciously given thy servant. Ha yiladim asher hanan Elohim et abdeka, given the eye servant. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevir Yisrael. Hear for the Revi'i, Hear for the fourth aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering. Hear for this Shabbat, Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent. Here, picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book known as Genesis chapter 33, here at verse 6, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, right here, give ear, Shema Yisrael. Wa tia gashna, hashfahota heina wi yaladehen wa tishatache weina. Then the handmaidens came near. Wa tia dashna hashfahota heina, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. Wi yaladehen wa tishatache weina, and Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near, and Rachel and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, "What meanest thou that I by all this drove which I met?" And he said, "These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord.
ויאמר מי לך כל המחנה הזה אשר פגשתי? And he said, what meanest thou by all this camp? What meanest thou by all this camp? Mi lika kol ha machne hazeh asher pagashti, which I met. And he said, Vayomer, limsochein, to find favor. Limsochein, to find favor. Be'ainei Adoni, to find favor in the sight of Adoni, of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast to thyself. Vayomer Esau, יש לי רב אחי, יהיה לך אשר לך. I have enough, my brother. יש לי רב אחי. Let that which thou hast be thine. יהיה לך אשר לך. And Yaakov. And Yaakov and Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, the face of Elohim, and thou wast pleased. And thou wast pleased with me. Vayomer Yaakov, and Jacob said, Al na, nay, I pray thee, Al na, im na, if now, matzati, im na, matzati. Al na, im na, matzati, chena, b'aineka. Nay, na, I pray that I, if now I have found favor in thy sight, v'lakachta, minachatiya, miyadi, ki alken raitiya, faneka. Ki ota pne Elohim, wa tiras eini. Then receive my present at my hand. For as much as I have seen thy face, as one seeth the face of Elohim. Ki alken raiti afaneka, ki ra'ota p'nei Elohim, and thou, the eye, was pleased with me. Wa tiras eini, and the eye was pleased with I. Take, I pray the eye, my blessing that is brought to the eye, because Elohim hath dealt graciously with me, with I, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. Kachna, take, I pray the eye, kachna. Et birakati, take, I pray the eye, kachna, my gift, kachna, et birakati, take, I pray the eye, my blessing, my gift, birakati, asher huabata lak, Baraka that is brought to the eye. Key, because Hanani Elohim, because Elohim have dealt graciously with I, with Kiesha Likola, and because I have enough. Wa Yifatsarlaloa, wa Yikach. And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, let us make I and I take our journey. Let us make I and I go. And I will go before thee, I. And he said to him, my Lord, Adoni, knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me, are with I. And if men should overdrive them, as drive them one day, all the flock will die. Let Adoni, let my Lord, I pray that I, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me, and the children be able to endure, until I come to Adoni, my Lord, to Seir, to Seir, and Esau, and Esau said, let me now leave with the eye some of the folk that are with me, are with I. And he said, what need is it? Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord. Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord. Why, Yomer, Lama? Why? Lama ze emtzachem bi einaya Adoni. What need is it? Let me find favor in the sight of my Lord. So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir, on his way to Seir. And Yaakov and Jacob journeyed to Sukkot, and built him an house and made booths for his cattle. Therefore, the name of the place is called Sukkot. With Yaakov Nasa Sukkota Wa Yiben Aloa Bait Ula Mika Nehu Asa Sukkota Al Kena Kara Shem Ha Makom Sukkot. Therefore, the name of the place is called Sukkot. Jacob's worship in self-will. And Yaakov and Jacob, verse 18. Jacob's worship in self-will, verse 18. And Yaakov came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram, and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a parcel of a field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar, and called it El Elohe Israel. Wa Yatzeba Sham Mizbeach, Mizbeach. And and he erected there an altar. Wayikra lau, and called it for it, and called it El Elohei Yisrael, and called it El Elohei Yisrael. Yes, 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 here, here, here. Yes, I hear the words of Jacob. Man, interesting, all the Adoni. What was up? Would you call this 20-something year appeasement, reconciliation, very awkward? Some very interesting subject matters in the third and the fourth Aliyot right here, 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 fulfilling the third and fourth Aliyot, about to move forward to the first day service, the Sunday service coming up at the top of the hour. And even in reading, going through it, I went over to Hebrew a couple of times because it's like there's some interesting nuances that are kind of lost, so to speak, in translation. A couple of interesting points just right here, 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 as we get ready for the Sunday first day service coming up at the top of the Iowa. Hope the item can join I and I or check out the replay at least by the next day. So some interesting points is like when he speaks in the chapter on the wrestling. The wrestling with the angel, that whole scene right there, just to go through that, you know, they say, well, fine, you know, like finally, like in the detail, some interesting detail. At the very end, where Jacob, now recognizing that this encounter, this close encounter, was not just with a man, as he first thought, not just with an angel or like a messenger or any just regular messenger, of Ha'ilahim, of the power, but that he had actually met and faced the power face to face. Thus, he names the name of the place, the Makom, Ha'makom, the spot. He names it Peniel, Peniel, and Pana, Panaim, Fana, Fanaim has to do with the face. But at the end, he says how his soul is preserved. In the Hebrew, bringing out the sense of his soul, she is snatched. The word for like preserve, it's like in the psalm, deliver, almost like deliver me out of the situation. In the Hebrew, one is literally kind of saying snatch I, snatch I. So what Jacob says is that this was like a soul snatching event, according to the Hebrew. Now, of course, if we look at it in the English and the Babylonian, the Confucian tongues, it might be a little bit hard to get it at first, but that's an interesting aspect right there where he says that his soul is preserved. But when you're reading the Hebrew, it has tinatzel, nashi, my soul, tinatzel means to snatch. My soul is preserved, is snatched, right? And then Jacob, now when he meets up with his brother, he calling his brother master a lot. Did you peep that right there? Now, according to the birth order, Esau, naturally, according to the flesh, Esau was the firstborn, the older one, but then he sold his birthright. So that means actually it's that Jacob should be the one who is the master in this situation, but he's calling his brother master. You know, it's Adoni, Adoni, Adoni. I mean, reading through it, it was like, come on now, patriarch Jacob, what's up? Then at the end, when they're moving forward, right, Esau says, you know, come back to my place, you know where I'm at and everything. Remember, Esau, he shows up with 400. Esau was deep, you know, like some people is like 5 deep, 10 deep, 20 deep, 50 deep. Esau, he showed up like 400 deep. Now, remember, this is right after the encounter, the wrestling with the Malaak, the wrestling with the angel that didn't tell Jacob his name. That's the same angel that Moshe asks concerning the name, and the name is revealed to him. And many of us cite this angel as the pre-incarnate Yeshua, the pre-incarnate Yeshua, Yeshua as that word, because if you notice, the language of that angel is not like the language of other angels, the more known named angels. This is that angel that Jehovah says that his name is in him. When he tells the children of Israel to, you know, beware how you deal with my angel. Malachi, The book of Malachi also means my angel, though that you notice with all the other prophets, it will talk about like their background, like, you know, this one, the son of that one. Not so with Malachi, because in Hebrew, Malachi is referring to the same one that only the Father could call my angel. Yes? Well, anyway, right here, a couple other points. Also with the psalm, we had Psalm 5, which brings out the theme of palal, or prayer. I'd like to touch on the metaphysics of that. We still have the 5th, 6th, and 7th aliyah, right? But hopefully have enough time to circle forward and to touch on some of the key words, like the Peniel. Have you noticed in the KJV Bible, it's kind of spelled two ways, like Peniel and Penuel. This is interesting when we consider the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, in the dual spellings that we have even in the English. But right here, he only got a couple of minutes right here before we go to the first day service. So hopefully brothers and sisters can join I and I, or at least check out the first hour or two, you know, on the live stream, because, you know, with the new technologies and the companies buying up this company, T-Mobile buying up a lot of companies, some of y'all being charged like a penny, some being charged like a penny, you know, a penny a minute. Though that might not be a lot, it might be a lot to some, and we apologize about that, but that has to do with Babylon and, you know, the system of things. But let's push onward and upward, and let's hear the words of the patriarch.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me live. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most
good first day, Shavua Tov. Yes, I. Sunday service beginning right now. Yes, I. Rastafari.